Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Welcome to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie coming to you from St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire. Our websites are Catholicism.org and Reconquest.net. My email address is bam@Catholicism.org. I can also be found easily on Twitter at Brother_Andre, and I can also be found on Facebook. Just look for Brother Andre Marie on Facebook, and you will find one of my Facebook incarnations. The subject this evening is happiness, and I'm going to begin by asking the question, is happiness selfish? And then from there, I'm going to go on to discuss other aspects of the subject of happiness, which is a very important subject philosophically and also theologically, and of course in our everyday lives. Before I dive into my subject, though, let me make a couple of little plugs. The first is for the St. Benedict Center Conference, and you can go to Catholicism.org, go to the top of every page. There's a prominent red stripe up there with a link to details concerning the 2017 St. Benedict Center Conference. We're going to have several fine speakers, including Mike Church, who is Veritas Radio Network's own founder and president and grand poobah, and also Gary Potter, who I'm soon to quote, and Charles Colomb, who's a frequent Reconquest guest, as well as C. Joseph Doyle, who is a sometimes Reconquest guest. I've had him a couple times. But anyway, it's going to be a fantastic conference. We've got several people who've signed up from Veritas Radio Network, and we'd like to have several more. Let's make it a big VRN family reunion, shall we? All right, so we're going to go right on with the subject of happiness. Gary Potter, who I just mentioned as one of our soon-to-be St. Benedict Center Conference speakers, has an excellent piece that was published on our own website, Catholicism.org. And it is not frequent that I specifically ask Gary to write on a particular topic, but this one was by request. I asked him at some time ago if he would be so kind as to accommodate me in writing an article on Ayn Rand. The reason that I wanted him to write an article on Ayn Rand is I am aware, though by no means expert on the subject, of the fact that Ayn Rand, whose toxic philosophy is known as objectivism, is a very serious influence in certain corners of the Republican Party and therefore in the so-called conservative establishment. Ayn Rand's philosophy, as I said, is toxic, and I'm not using hyperbole. The woman was an atheist. Perhaps her only philosophical virtue is that she was anti-communist, which apparently was as a result of her own personal experience coming from Russia and watching her own father be impoverished by the Bolsheviks, who seized his hard-earned savings and fortune for the good of the revolution, and impoverished the family. Well, she came over to the United States as a supposed philosopher, supposedly. She's an Aristotelian philosopher, which I think her credentials are pretty nil there. However, she wrote several books, all novels, typical of a bad philosopher. The philosophy doesn't come out in books about philosophy, but it comes out in a novel or in a play or something like that. This is very existentialist to do this. That's how the existentialists got their philosophies across, in plays and novels and things. But Rand's influence is such that she has basically sought to divinize or deify selfishness. Now, divinize or deify might be the wrong word to use for an atheist's philosophy, and that is indeed what the woman is. She is an atheist. But the fact is that she exalted selfishness in what she called her philosophy of objectivism. And that exaltation of selfishness shows up in some of the more crude and unchristian aspects of certain facets of conservatism. For instance, this exaltation of capitalism, this exaltation of the market being its own check on itself, that somehow blind market forces can, without any further higher moral principles restraining them, can somehow bring about the balance that is wanted to have in a just society. I mean, this is what many radical radical libertarians hold, is this doctrine of Randianism. Actually, some people call it Randianism, but she called it objectivism.